St. Paul, job seekers can meet with representatives of over 30 union contractors or training centers. At the virtual event, which runs from noon on May 18th until 5 on the 19th, job seekers can submit resumes at careerforcemn.com/metro.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have news from the Philippines, nationally, and from Minnesota. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this concerns last week's election in the Philippines. After a landslide election victory, Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. is to become the next president of the Philippines. The son and namesake of the late dictator received more than 30 million votes, beating his closest rival, current Vice President Leni Robredo. Here, seven people in the Philippines share their views on the results and how they feel about the future of the country. And this is from Lynn from Baguio City. I'm utterly disappointed with how ill-informed people are in this election. Shows how bad democracy can be. My dad is a Marcos apologist, and I used to believe that martial law was a golden era because he told me so until I enrolled and graduated law school. My dad is a hardworking person. I can respect opinions, but I can't allow historical revisionism. My father told me that I should listen to him because he thinks textbooks and education and news and basically all forms of credible info are just made up by obligars to control the narrative and keep the Filipino poor. I voted for Leni Robredo and can't believe how efficient she is with her time and how diligent she is in serving the people. I can't believe the majority of Filipinos are trashing her for being too good to be true. I just hope that after the administration, people will come to their senses. And once again, that was Lynn from Baguio City, who was 27. The election results are appalling and are a demonstration of how history revisionism has been happening right under our noses the past few years. I honestly cannot fathom the idea of being under a Marcos administration. It is a grim time in the Philippines at the moment. I voted for Lenny Robredo. My vote was informed by my confidence in her integrity, qualifications, and competency as a leader. She proved herself during her six-year term as Vice President to Duterte. She offered hope to the Filipino people that we can actually vote for someone good and just. I hope for the Philippines rid of political dynasties. I hope that the Philippines finally rejects politicians who are unqualified and stop voting for celebrities, entertainers, and others who know nothing about writing bills or passing laws. We cannot be swayed by empty promises anymore. I hope that every single Filipino holds the new administration accountable and is open to calling it out and criticism when they fall short. That is Selena, 24, government worker, Metro Manila, voted for Robredo. I feel ecstatic about the election results. The Marcos has built a lot of infrastructure, which still exists today. Infrastructure in the Philippines has been neglected for decades. Our expectation is that it will be the focus of the new administration. I feel that the presidency, following that of Marcos Sr., did not really bring about lasting progress. The Philippines continues to lag behind the ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, neighbors. It is hoped that the new administration will work towards defeating the pandemic, reviving the economy, and making the Philippines more competitive, investor-friendly. Mary, 48, project manager, finance analyst, Mandaluyong City, voted for Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Filipinos want Marcos to return in order to instill discipline, progress, and bring back peace and order. People don't realize that even though there was support for Lenny Robredo, there was more powerful silent majority who supported Marcos Jr. Filipinos want a Marcos return in order to instill discipline, progress, and bring back peace and order. I voted for Pac-Man, Manny Pacquiao. He is clean and has the heart that will reach out to people. He has shown true and sincere dedication and service and is known for his public service. He has also gained wisdom through the years as a congressman and senator. On top of his rigid boxing training, he is a true Cinderella man. Rene, 63, architect, Nueva Ecija, voted for Manny Pacquiao. It is a big embarrassment, for we suffered under the brutality and greed of the parents of Marcos Jr. I couldn't in conscience vote for Marcos Jr. because I don't believe the narrative that the reign of his father is the Philippines' golden age, which it was not. I also could not vote for his opponent, Robredo, because I felt she would just be a repeat of Ninoy Aquino. So I voted for the leftist candidate, Lodi de Guzman, as a protest vote, but wish Sara Duterte ran for president instead. We have a weak political party system, and I believe in the problem in the Philippines is we have a defective constitution. I hope with the big mandate of the president, he will initiate the rewriting of the constitution and change the current political system. Edwin, 63, retired Pampanga, Central Luzon, voted for Lady de Guzman. Some of the other cast just do not understand the ordinary Filipino psyche. It's insanity to perpetually trap ourselves in the events that transpired in the 1970s and early 80s. Some of the other candidates just do not understand the ordinary Filipino psyche. I'm a Mindanaoan from the south of the country and would rather have federalism and full independence. I want a country that opens our economy to the world, free and not too tied to the West or East. We want a pragmatist like Duterte. He's the most misunderstood in the West. He may be crude and brash, but he thinks realistically. I voted for BBM Sara and hope they will continue the current administration's build program and the drug war. I didn't vote for BBM Sara forgetting the horrors of the past. I voted because they are the only left who at least have the intentions to build on what we already have today. AG 48, computer programmer Cagayan de Oro, voted for Marcos Jr. I am disgusted about the results. With ETSA, the People Power Revolution, on my mind, I can still vividly recall my 10-year-old self sitting atop my papa's shoulders chanting Laban, Tagalog for fight, and flashing the L sign in that year, 1986. I was there, part of the People Power that toppled the abusive dictatorship and witnessed right before my eyes the rebirth of democracy and started from a simple yellow ribbon. Today, 36 years after the ETSA revolution, darkness has clouded the pink ray of hope. I am dismayed and definitely not satisfied with the way of the national election turned out. I am praying that every Filipino will have access to quality education, to proper health care, and there will be enough nutrition food for every Filipino family's table. Maria, 45, worker in providing training and education, Albay. And that was from The Guardian. Ironically, the first song of the evening we're playing was a song that was produced 8 months ago. And the name of this song, ironically, is Bongbong Marcos, Ikaw ang Presidente Ko. And this is from an artist by the name of Aga featuring MC Julio.
What we hear right now, especially with the dominant voices right now in opposition to him, is more of a caricature of somebody that they would like for people to believe. I knew the man. He was the president, but he was also my father. Presidente ko, Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Ang karapat, dapat na maupo. Ang isinisigaw ng bayan kay Bongbong Marcos tayo. Karapat-dapat na mahalal, karapat-dapat na magtagal sa serbisyo. Kailangan ka ng mga Pilipino ng isang katulad mo para sa tunay na pagbabago. Ika'y aming hiling na di pa natutupad, isang munting hiling na maging realidad. Makapiling ka namin at kami magabayan. Ika'y masuklian at handang suportahan. Nakita kasi namin ang iyong mga sakripisyo, pagbibigay, pag-asa, pagtulong sa mga tao. Ituloy nasimulan ng iyong ama. Ibalik ang Pilipinas sa dating masagana at masaya at may pagkakaisa. Namumuhay ng maayos at walang pangamba. Basta nandito lang kami sa iyong likod. Handa ka samahan sa laban mo ng malugod. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Ang karapat, dapat na ng iyong pagkatao. Siraan ka man at gumawa ng kwento-kwento, hinding-hindi kami basta-basta maniniwala. Hindi magpapabilog sa mga mandaraya. Suportado ka namin hanggang sa huli. Ituloy mo lang ang laban, nandito lang kami. Bongbong Marcos, yan ang aming presidente. Ang dapat mahalal na susunod na presidente. Kung meron mang manapak ng iyong pagkatao, siraan ka man at gumawa ng kwento-kwento, hinding-hindi kami basta-basta maniniwala. Hindi magpapabilog sa mga mandaraya. Suportado ka namin hanggang sa huli. Ituloy mo lang ang laban, nandito lang kami. Bongbong Marcos, yan ang aming presidente. Ang dapat mahalal na susunod na presidente. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Ang karapat, dapat na maupo. Ang isinisigaw ng bayan kay Bongbong Marcos tayo. Mo sanang ibalik sa dating ganda ang Pilipinas. Inintay ka, ayusin mo nasirang dangal ng Pilipinas mong kay mahal, ng Pilipinas mong kay mahal, ng Pilipinas mong kay mahal.
presidente ko. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Ang karapat, dapat na maupo. Ang isinisigaw ng bayan kay Bongbong Marcos tayo. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Bongbong Marcos, ikaw ang presidente ko. Ang karapat, dapat na maupo. Ang isinisigaw ng bayan kay Bongbong Marcos tayo.
Ito ay aking sa aking palagay, ang aking pinakamagandang magagawa dito sa halalan na ito na magpatuloy sa aking serbisyo. Ang serbisyo na itinuro sa akin, ang serbisyo sa tao, ang serbisyo sa taong bayan, sa sampayanan at sa bansa na aking natutunan, hindi lamang sa aking ina, kung hindi sa aking ama, ang yumaang Pangulong Ferdinand Marcos.
And once again, that was the song Bongbong Marcos, Ikaw ang Presidente Ko, which translates to Bongbong Marcos, You Are My President by Aga featuring MC Julio. And right now we're going to head over to our second article of the evening. And this comes from the Sahara Journal. Sarah Lancaster becomes the first educator of Asian Pacific Islander heritage to win the Minnesota Teacher of the Year. One of 50 children of a Filipino immigrant mother and a much older American father, Sarah Lancaster understands better than most trauma, isolation, and the way schools can serve as a haven. She teaches at Onamia Public School, which she attended to provide that haven for a new generation. Growing up, Sarah Lancaster found her safe space at the Onamia Public Schools. As she became a teacher herself, she knew she wanted to return home to teach in Onamia, a small town in central Minnesota, Mille Lacs County, with a majority Native American student body. If I can change one person in the way my community changed me, I have done my job, she said. Lancaster has thrown herself into the Onamia community. In her 9 years as teacher there, she has coached volleyball, track, and speech, and directed school musicals. She is active in her church and president of the local civic association. She volunteers with a local group, Girl Scout Troop. And on Sunday, Lancaster, 31, a 31-year-old first grade teacher at Onamia Elementary School, became the 2022 Minnesota Teacher of the Year. She's the first teacher of Asian Pacific Islander heritage to win the prestigious honor. The annual award ceremony, sponsored by the Education Minnesota, the state's largest education union, was held during a banquet Sunday afternoon at the River Center in downtown St. Paul. The ballroom's banquet marked the ceremony's return to its traditional venue after 2 years of outdoor ceremonies on the state capitol lawn. As Natalie Benjamin, the 2021 Minnesota Teacher of the Year, announced that Lancaster was the winner, Lancaster's hands flew to her face in surprise. She brushed away tears as she stood up to accept the award. She thanked her mother for making sacrifices that her generation did not have to make, as well as her husband, son, and teaching partner. I'm honored to carry the title as this pivotal moment in history through this amazing profession, Lancaster said. There's no award a teacher could earn that their students didn't deserve. Lancaster's teaching partner, Cynthia Martin, described her as a passionate and knowledgeable with a knack for connecting with students. No matter the age of the student she is working with, Sarah displays an unrivaled amount of passion for students, education, and improvement, said Martin, who also teaches first grade at Onamia Elementary, in a letter of recommendation for Lancaster. Benjamin, an ethnic studies and English teacher, learner, teaches at the Rochester Central High School, who sat on the committee that selected her successor, and she was impressed by Lancaster's commitment to her hometown. She has such a strong sense of community and doing what's good for the students, building that relationship one-on-one, Benjamin said. She also is passionate about making sure that her students are seen in the classroom and that her curriculum reflects that. And once again, congratulations to Sarah Lancaster, the 2002 Minnesota Teacher of the year. But right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from an artist named Tomboys Avenue. And the name of this song is Take Me Back.
Whoa, oh, 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 yeah. Whoa, oh, oh. Universe, come sing with me. Play the drums on with the reggae beat. Simply comply with social distancing. I play guitar and sing for you apart 6 feet. Most of us right now playing in virtual thing. Don't forget to bark it off Corona. This COVID-19 is just a piece of burn up. And let me take a hit. Take me back in time. We're all of us just playing music live. Oh, take me back in time. Casualties, lots of frontliners in medical field died because of lucky PPEs. No, 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 no one is prepared for this. Let's all be respectful, they have a life to live. Spend good time with your family. Stay home, healthy is the key. Take me back in time. Music live, oh, take me back in time. Where all of our are just cheering us alive, oh, whoa, oh, 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 yeah.
And once again, that was Tomboys with Take Me Back. And we do have some time for one last article for the evening, and this comes from Deadline.com. ABC has passed on its half-hour pilot, Joseph, starring comedian Joe Coy. While ABC is not proceeding with the existing pilot, the network brass wants to get a comedy headliner by Coy on air. The hope is to redevelop the idea, which is built around Coy playing a character loosely based on himself. It is too early to say whether this will happen and whenever the current creative team will remain involved, but the intent is to stay in business with Coy. The 20th TV produced Joseph, which is said to have had funny moments but didn't quite deliver as a whole. Follow the comedian as a recently divorced Filipino-American nurse attempting to navigate dating, fatherhood, and a very Filipino mother who loves to help. Steve, Joe, Randall Park, and Michael Golamko were the writer's executive producers. Joseph also was executive produced by Melvin Marr, who has been the driver of the project, Courtney Kang, Jay Kasdan, Hayo Ho, Coy, and his manager, Joe Malochi. And just a reminder, you're listening to Philippine American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Speaking of comedians, if things go right this week, we will be interviewing comedian J.R. DeGuzman, who some of you may have seen his work on Netflix on a special called The Comedy Lineup. He is performing at the Minneapolis Comedy Festival on June the 14th. And if his schedule allows, he'll be in town this week, and hopefully we'll catch up with J.R. DeGuzman and talk about his journey in the world of comedy. But for right now, we're going to close the show from a song by the name of Smug Glass. And the name of this song is Hakuna Matea.
Di abang panahon, mananatiling mailap ang pagkakataon. Kahit na para ngayon, kay labon nakabahon. Ang kalahating katawan, lupamot nasa kahon. E paano buhay ipagdaig mo, patila yung tigok o bangkay na nanamig, pusig din na natibok. Pakaramdam mo pagkatapos, ilang ulit masawi. Mga sunod na sandali, tinaningan na nidok sa mundo. Magulo, madilim, masike, puno ng tamot, pagdududa pa ang ba't katangungan. E manalig pa na lang kumapit, pagbatine. Pagkatantama pa ng ulam, may dala ng kasagutan. Kahit madalas, tagmalas ang tema, palaging may bakas ng pag-asa din na tayo'y makalampas sa masukal na landas. Humingi na ng lakas sa taas at di na kahit na anuman ang mga dahilan kung bakit ba makulimlim ang kalangitan. Nang alam ko lang pagtapos ng ulan, bukod sa baghari sa kaulapan, ay sisikat din ang araw nung makakaraos nila. At tayo, huwag kang mag-alala-lala-lala. Di abang panahon, mananatili na maputik ang sapatos mo. Pagka di lang ikaw ang galing sa daan na yon, at pati ko na hindi mo natatapos ang lahat. Eh ilang ulit ka pa sumablay nung umpisa, tapusin mo pa din ang tama kahit parang huli na. Kay ikaw ako sila, usgahan man nung iba. Sa huli ang lahat ang naman sa ating pwisa. Ang isang alam kung saan tayo pinakamahina ay doon papalado tayo mas tumalakas. Kung kalakaligaw at ang sarili di mo makita, yung tunay na ikaw doon ang mas tumalaba. Kahit madalas, tagmalas ang tema, palaging may bakas ng pag-asa din na tayo'y makalampas sa masukal na landas. Humingi na ng lakas sa taas at di na kahit na anuman ang mga dahilan kung bakit ba makulimlim ang kalangitan. Nang alam ko lang pagkatapos ng ulan, bukod sa baghari sa kaulapan, ay sisikat din ang araw na makakaraos nila. At tayo, huwag kang mag-alala-lala-lala-lala. Ako na matatagi dahil madali, hindi kumpiyansa sa likod ng tangis na hapli. Pagkat pag-aalala mo tila kahit sandali, imahinasyon mo lang na ginagamit sa mali. Sigalot ng puso, isip, talino, pag-ibig, old school, new school, gobyerno't mamamayan. Pangamba sa hinaharap na di pa nagaganap, laban sa mga pait ng nakaraan. Tulad yung ring ako nung una'y kinayang mag-isa, galing sa hirap ng harap hanggang sa mag-iba. Sa paglipas at pagbuklat mo ng bawat pahina, makukunekta mo lang ang lahat kapag nangyari na. Sadyang mundo'y makulay pagkat walang perpekto, ngunit magpakatunay ang baon kong sikreto. Mga hamon sa buhay mo na nakaenkwentro, pag nagtagumpay ka po ay pampagarbo lang ng kwento. Na kahit tagmalas ang danas na klima, pwedeng tumaliwas ang landas mo't linya. Sa una madalas manape ang iyong labas, tayo pa din sa wakas na palabas ang bida. Kahit na anuman ang mga dahilan, bakit ba makulimlim ang kalangitan. Nang alam ko lang pagtapos ng ulan, bukod sa baghari sa kaulapan, ay sisikat din ang araw na makakaraos nila. At tayo, huwag kang mag-alala-lala-lala.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns. Good evening, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, a radio playground, we have a zebra with two tails. Wait, there's no zebra involved. So that leaves us with just two tales. Two stories.